we have to talk about the breaking news from this week. We haven't been on here together since it happened. The NHL is
coming. Let's talk NHL.
To Utah. You don't, I think the people in the chat, maybe you don't realize like what a big deal this is to the three of us.
They have no idea.
This has been a lifelong dream. I never thought it was going to happen. So the fact that it's happening, it's still kind of surreal to me that I'm going to be able to watch NHL hockey in Salt Lake City starting in the fall. I don't even have to wait that long. It's starting in the fall. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yep. So just real quick, it has not been officially announced. However, the season ends tomorrow, I think, is the last game. And so the expectation is on the 18th, the announcement will happen. And then bring up the Coyotes. And here we go, baby. Here we go. And Texas Mike, I heard that you were donating to the season ticket fund. Is that right?
Thanks, Texas Mike. We need some donations
so I can get
a lot of donations. Yeah, and Thomas Orthodontics, if you're going to like buy a box suite or something, that could be really helpful too. Let's here we go.
So, I did hear part of the agreement, and I'm not, you know, I don't know if this is official or not, but what the sources I was listening to, they were saying that the owner of the Coyotes would go for it. But they wanted to be like first on the list for an expansion team whenever that comes around.
Yep.
And they're going to retain the Coyote name and logo and everything. So everything's going to be new here. Because I heard people talking about just being the Salt Lake or Utah Coyotes or whatever, keeping the name like the Utah Jazz did when New Orleans came. I'm glad they're changing it. But it's exciting. Have a professional hockey team here. I think it's going to succeed. Problem is they're going to be bad for a while because the Coyotes aren't very good.
Yeah, get that through your head because this is not an expansion draft. We're not going out and pulling players and picking your team. We're taking the team that was already down there and coming up. Now, I will say they got some guys. If you're not a hockey fan, you know, young guy, Clayton Keller, go watch him. He's a superstar. So
Doan's kid.
Shane Doan's kid. So there's going to be some guys that are going to be up here. It's exciting. We're super excited. I did read earlier today, and I didn't verify it, but I read it. So it's on Twitter, so it has to be true. But the state legislature has agreed, and they're going to allow them. But part of it is it has to be the Utah whatever team.
It's who said that?
I don't know. I read it earlier today.
Don't quote things you don't know or if they're
not true or not. That's all I do.
That's what Twitter is.
Anyway, I'm super excited. I think they're going to change. Obviously, they're going to change the name because I heard the same thing that you heard, Gary, was that their owner down there, he's selling the team. But once an expansion happens, he's going to be first in line to take them back to Arizona. There's some stipulations that go along with that. He has to have a plan and an arena. They can't play at Arizona State anymore. Yeah. And so then they'll be able to go back there. But for us here now, there's NHL hockey starting October. And Brim tweeted this out, and I could not agree with her anymore. If you are not a hockey fan, Saturday, the NHL playoffs start, and there's no better time to start being a hockey fan. Tune it on. Every game is intense. And as the playoffs get deeper and deeper and deeper, it just gets more and more intense. There is nothing like an NHL playoff overtime game when it's 2:30 in the morning and it's in the fifth overtime and you can't go to bed. It's great.
That's the thing is the like, best. I've had a lot of people say to me, okay, I don't know anything about hockey. I want to start being a fan. I want to start paying attention to it. And so I'm telling everybody the same thing. Mm-hmm. This is the perfect time. Like you said, James, NHL playoffs start on the 20th. So in just a few days. Turn it on, watch it. It's best of 7 series. So by the time these teams get to like game 7 sometimes, they hate each other. They're fighting each other. It's like somebody on my tweet said, it's like a finals matchup every single round. It's that intense. So if you've never watched hockey, I get it. Maybe you're not that excited. Give the playoffs a chance and you'll be hooked. It's the best playoff system, I think, in professional sports, hands down, and the most exciting.
Well, the guy's got broken jaw, he's dislocated six ribs, and he's broken his foot, and he's still out there blocking shots. And then at the end of it, after they hate each other, they shake hands, and one team advances. It's fantastic. It's great. And, you know, like you said, Brent, I don't think people understand hockey's our jam. Like, we've been hockey fans for my entire life, been playing since I was 5 years old. So if you do have questions, you want to know anything about it, reach out, because I think that we can provide some insight on it. So really excited.
Okay. So of course, this is the question. Mm-hmm. And everybody has seen all the names being thrown around, all the things. What is your number one right now? I keep changing mine, but what's your number one choice,
Gary?
I'll
go to you. I know yours is the Yeti, Gary.
Look, for me, I want the historical nature of it. I want it to be, I don't care if it's Utah. I prefer Salt Lake, but the Salt Lake Golden Eagles, bring back the name. If it can't be, I get it because there's the Golden Knights. So if it can't be the Golden Knights, I would go with the Eagles. But there's such a tradition in Salt Lake City and in Utah with the Golden Eagles Hockey Club. It was iconic. I remember going to Eagles games when I was in junior high school at the Salt Palace. There was no better place to watch a hockey game than in the Salt Palace. It's too bad it's gone, or it's at least for that reason. But I used to go to the Golden Eagles games all through my junior high school. I'm old enough to remember when they didn't have glass. It was the old chicken wire on top of the boards. Goalies weren't wearing masks, all of them. Jeez, anyway.
How old are you?
So I was at a game and a goalie got hit in the face and the dude's picking his teeth up off the ice. I was with my dad.
Oh no.
Really? That's amazing.
Oh, and it was, you know, chicken wire, they're getting smashed into it. You know, then they upgraded.
Oh, that would hurt so bad.
They got plexiglass. But the thing is, the old Eagles was that yellow and green, the Salt Lake Golden Eagles. Now, you know, they went to different leagues. It was, you know, ended up in the IHL. But the thing is, the Golden Eagles, they changed to red and white.
Yeah.
Because they became the affiliate to the Calgary Flames.
Yeah.
And so they were the feeder team to the Calgary Flames. We had Theo Fleury. I don't know if you don't know him. He played in Salt Lake.
Oh, I remember.
I think, is it Stu Grimson? I think played in Salt Lake. Trevor Kidd was in goal, was our goalie for a while. He ended up playing for the Calgary Flames. Anyway, we just have a long history.
Remember when Palfy was here? He went to play for the Islanders. But
that's when we were an affiliate to the Islanders. All I'm saying, I would like to have the Salt Lake Golden Eagles or the Salt Lake Utah Golden Eagles. I would go with the Eagles, and I think it'd be cool to go back to the original colors of the green and yellow. That's my preference. I see a lot of people are talking freaking Yeti, that is the dumbest, stupidest.
Tell us how you really feel, Gary.
It cannot be the Yeti. That, I mean, it's a freaking abominable snowman from some other continent. Makes no sense. And it's all the hikers and campers, they got all their Yeti gear. We don't want the Yeti is the name of our new hockey team. There you go.
Okay. I don't know if I have anything to add to that, Bryn. Do you?
Man, no. Yeah, I'm not on the Yeti bandwagon. I know that's kind of like the one you hear the most on social media. I don't like the Yeti. I would like something that is iconic to Utah. I know that's kind of difficult, maybe, but like I have seen people say the Black Diamonds. I like Salt Lake Black Diamonds more than Utah Black Diamonds. Now the one that I'm seeing everywhere is the Cutthroats for like a cutthroat fish. Trout.
That's good for a baseball team. If you're a baseball team, go with the Cutthroat. That's fine. Not hockey.
I still like the Salt Lake brine shrimp.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I'm all about that. Let's do that one.
That's number one, the brine shrimp. No kidding.
The brine shrimp. I don't know. I've seen people say the Trappers.
That was our baseball team.
What?
Our AAA was the Trappers at one time. Baseball. Oh.
I mean, the Stingers.
We don't want that.
The Stingers. I don't know. I just.
No.
I'm not about the Yetis. Oh, yeah. The Raptors, Amy. You said, I've heard that one. Utah Raptors. The only problem is there's the NBA team is named Raptors. I am a little concerned about how they're going to name it. I don't know, but I'm not about the Yeti. James, I don't think you're about the Yeti either.
No, I'm not at all. We had this conversation at work today. It was like I keep seeing the Yeti, and then the other one that keeps coming up is the Blizzard. That's another one.
They'll put the double Z, like whoever it was. I don't want that crap either.
Yeah.
They're not going to do Blizzard because there's the Avalanche, next door. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm with you. So you can't do the Blizzard. The Yeti sounds like a UFL team to me, right? Like it sounds like a beer league team I would play on is the Yeti. And so I can't get on board with that. There's a lot of names being thrown around.
Blizz.
The Blizz? Like the Blizzard? Like
Blizzard.
No. For me, I'm with Gary. If you could do the Golden Eagles, I get it. There's the Golden Knights that are 400 miles down. So it'll never happen, which is really unfortunate because that old school Golden Eagle logo of the bird holding a hockey stick, it's so cool. You can tone it down even a little bit and make it a less...
Modernize it maybe a little bit?
Yeah, modernize it. A less vivid yellow and green if you wanted to. But you've got a built-in throwback right there. And it does. It's not just Golden Eagles for Golden Eagles' sake. Like, it has historical facts here. Pioneers, I've heard that one. It won't happen. I'm partial. I played for a team called the Pioneers, so I'm partial to that. It won't happen. Raptors, I think, would be cool. The Utah Raptors.
It's going to be the Stingers with Z's at the end.
That was a baseball.
No, it's not. Buzz,
and then the Stingers. the Denver Pioneers. The hard part about this is coming up with a name that's not already been used by something is almost impossible, right? The Denver Pioneers. And then you've got the Raptors, the basketball team. The Eagles are the football team. There is a lot of crossover, though. I mean, there's Panthers, right? The Panthers is a hockey team and a football team. So it happens. But give me the Eagles. Let's go.
Come on, everybody. Vote. Get a hold of Ryan Smith. Tell him you want it. The Golden Eagles.
I texted him. Ryan and I text a lot.
That's why you do the brine shrimp. Nobody has the brine shrimp.
The Brigham Youngs.
I got to say, if it becomes the brine shrimp, that was Gary. Gary came up with it first.
I want some royalty if that ever happened.
We have it documented.
Just season tickets. Mm-hmm. We'll take.
Give me season tickets.
For Gary's payment, we will take lifetime season tickets. That's easy enough, right? Somebody contact Ryan Smith right now.
Gary's ideas were the brine shrimp, the Brigham Youngs, or the Utah Mountains.
Mountains. You have to spell it.
Which I kind of like. Low key. I like it. Yeah.
The antelope.
The bison wouldn't be bad. We got the bison out there.
The not bison. Terrible. I'm on board with the bison.
I can get on board with that. Just nothing. Nothing hokey.
Green jello. Why not the green jello?
Important funeral stuff, potatoes.
The funeral potatoes. Green jelly. Isn't that Brins? Green jellos.
The Utah green jellos, and then you throw jello onto the ice.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
Okay, the playoffs are set. Give me your two teams out of the East and the West.
I don't even have my. I don't even have it pulled up.
Okay, who do you think's gonna?
Who do I think? Yeah. Gonna do it, or who I think who I want to? Hold on.
Out of the East, I don't care at this point. I mean, it starts Saturday.
I'm pulling up my standings.
Who do you think's gonna be the two in the final two or the final four? I don't care. What are you thinking?
Vegas has been dominating a lot lately. I don't think they're going to repeat the Utah Sister Wives. How original.
Haven't heard it.
I don't think Vegas will repeat, but I think that they're going to get far.
They're going to be playing Edmonton first round, probably.
Oh, where's our Edmonton fan?
He's not John. In the chat tonight. Where are you, John?
I know he's not here in the chat, but.
Should be. Dang. What do you got, James?
I'm really worried. I'm out of the West.
Give us the East. West.
It's hard to bet against Vegas, especially the way that they manage the salary cap. It's really hard to bet against them. They struggled a little bit throughout the season. They weren't dominant, but they're getting healthy right at the right time. So I think Vegas is going to be a challenge, but then I would love to see a team like the Canucks. They've been great all year. I would love to see someone like that come out of the West. I don't see it happening. But man, that'd be great. Anybody but the Kings. Give me anybody but the Kings and I'm good to go. Texas Mike, the Stars have actually looked really good this year. So we'll see. It's their goaltending. We'll see what happens with their goaltending, buddy.
Goaltending's good, man.
I know, but in the playoffs, historically, it's been shaky. So we'll see. And I would love, look, I'll say this. If it is Dallas, great. Because Joe Pavelski, rock star. Gary and I actually met him a few years ago. Super nice guy. So I would be on board for that. And then, yeah, those are probably the two. And the Avalanche. God dang it. I'm so excited.
No, it's Avalanche are coming out of the West, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I don't want them. That's my pick. My heart, I want the Edmonton Oilers because I like watching McDavid and Draisaitl. That's my preference. I think it's going to be Colorado or Dallas. I don't see it. I don't see the Canucks doing it. Winnipeg, though, they're a big to solid team. But I think Colorado somehow is going to
come out. Colorado's going to win the whole thing?
Coming out of the West.
Oh, out of the West.
Yeah, they got some dudes. Their goaltending's shaky right now, though, too. That's their biggest issue. So we'll see.
Coming out of East, what do you got, man?
It pains me, but I'm scared of the Rangers. I think that they're really, really, really good right now. So they're probably
the team. I can't even fathom.
But the Rangers. I'm not going to pick them. I'm taking Carolina. Give me a Carolina.
No, they're not going to be there.
I like Rob the Bod, Brendan Moore, their coach.
Clayface?
I love it, dude. I love it.
Clayface. I can't choose an East team right now. I haven't. I need to get into the first round a little bit. And then I will pick somebody.
All I know, I'll give you one guarantee. Toronto's getting knocked out in the first round. Just put your money on it.
They're not going to win it.
No, they're not going to win it. It's what they do. Toronto, they get in the first round.
Too many goals, man. They got great. They're too soft.
Yeah, they're not built to get punched in the face. All right, Gary.
Boston, you got the Rangers. They're always
there. Boston.
So, all right, there you go. Little hockey.
All we can say is we are absolutely thrilled. We're so excited. We will be talking more hockey. we're gonna sneak it in here somewhere. I mean, we are Utah football fans, but we are massive hockey fans. And with this coming to Utah, it's just bright future ahead. All right. Well, again,
Texas Mike, he's saying that the Maple Leafs have the best uniforms. You agree with that? I like them. I think they're iconic. They are cool.
I wouldn't say they're the best.
Devil's red.
Okay, are you saying the best uniform, Texas Mike, or the best in sports? No. Wow. No. They don't even have. They have a horrible.
I don't think he said sports. He said
maybe sports. Best uniform in sport. They got a horrible logo. It's blue. Give me.
I like it.
It's no. Blue. It's just blue. They just threw up
the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, it's so boring.
Oh man, it's cool. That's what makes it beautiful. It's just very simple. That's
not my favorite. No.
I would take the Red Wings over that and I would take the Blackhawks. Give me the Blackhawks. Give me the Blackhawks. Best logo in sports is the Blackhawks logo. Not even close. Best logo in sports.
It's iconic. So Olympics coming. This
will be a discussion for another time. I got to think about this best logos.
Everybody, if you don't, I'm sure there's a lot here that are not hockey fans or been into it. Look up the New Jersey Devils logo, particularly on their red. You'll agree that is pretty sweet.
Especially in the 90s when it was green, or the
80s. Real sweet.
When it was green. All right. Well, we could talk about this all night, but
let's do it. Let's go. Let's talk more hockey. I'm sure there's a lot of
people will be talking out of their more minds
because they don't tune in for our hockey. But
exactly. No, we will be talking more hockey because playoffs, again, they start this weekend. Make sure you're tuning in. You're going to get hooked. You are going to get hooked. I can guarantee it. But make sure you are following along, that you're subscribed. And again, hit the notification button so you know when our next episode is coming up. We will be doing another one in a couple weeks. It's probably not going to be weekly during spring, but we'll be doing them every once in a while. And yeah, we've got hockey to talk about now, not just football.
Gary's going to change out that flag behind him. The background's slowly going to change to more hockey back there.
Here's one rule, though, to the rookie hockey watchers.
Okay, but when here's the problem. Watching a
this is just the rule.
Bryn, listen
when you
up.
Start watching, and this, Bryn, this is for you.
Gary's rule to life.
It's one of the rules, the natural rules of existence. This is one of them. Natural rights. This is one of them.
It's in the Constitution, actually.
Yeah, I think it is. It's in the Declaration of Independence somewhere. when you start watching a hockey game, you have to watch till the end, and it doesn't matter how many overtimes it is. You got that? You have to go to the end. You can't watch the game and then, oh, it's one overtime, I'm tired, I'm going to bed. No. The rule is once you've started a game, you're in. You'll be blessed for it, though. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Brent, yeah, especially when it's a game that the game doesn't start till 8 o'clock Utah time. So by the time the second overtime is going to intermission, it's 12:30 at night. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Go Utah.
I don't abide by that.
Come on, I'm excited this year.
Yes.